From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm David Byrd reporting. President Obama makes history by visiting Hiroshima, Japan, the site of the world's first atomic bomb attack. Thousands of cheering Japanese greeted the president's motorcade as he made his way to the city's Memorial Park. The president said that while the past cannot be forgotten, the memories have helped forge a better future.
We may not be able to eliminate man's capacity to do evil. So nations and the alliances that we formed must possess the means to defend ourselves. But among those nations like my own that hold nuclear stockpiles, we must have the courage to escape the logic of fear and pursue a world without them.
Obama and Japanese Prime Minister Shinzo Abe laid a wreath in remembrance of the tens of thousands who died in the blast and the millions who died during World War II. The United States dropped two nuclear bombs on Japan, one on Hiroshima and one on Nagasaki. More than 214,000 people died in the bombings, and Japan surrendered shortly afterward. G7 leaders said Friday that Britain's exit from the European Union could have devastating consequences for the world economy. In their final declaration after a two-day summit in Japan, the G7 countries said a British exit from the EU would reverse the trend towards greater global trade and investment and the jobs they create, and is a serious risk to growth. Britain holds a referendum on whether to stay in the European Union next month. For more on these stories, log on to our website, voanews.com. This is VOA News.